Yeah, how you doing out there? It's so happy to be back with you again. My name is Noel Michael Smith, and you're listening to the Low Food Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. We had a great class this morning, yet again, such a wonderful class. You know, it was hot in that room today. What did they do to that air conditioning? You know, I'm not an air conditioning type of guy, but I'd rather it be hot than cold, though, because sometimes you could go into a studio and the aircon is so cold, you've got to run the students around like crazy. And even though the inside of your body gets warm and your core gets warm, your fingers and your toes are still cold. So I don't like that feeling. I prefer it to be really hot, because if it's hot, then you could take the workout down a bit and just regulate it to the environment that you're working out in. I heard that the reason why it was so hot, because they had a class a couple of days back and the studio was too cold. So the students complained to the managers and they just thought, what the heck, I'm going to whack it up for these guys and make it overheated. So I think that's what they did. It has got an aircon to control the aircon in their controller, but we had it down to the minimum or maximum. How would you say that on an air conditioner? Would you say you turn it up to make it cold or you turn it down to make it cold? Confusing. Let me know. Anyway, I want to go through a follow-up from last week when I was talking about nutrition. And I mentioned that I fried beans or grilled beans. No, you can't fry or grill beans. A lot of you texted in and emailed and told me that I was a fool to say that. No way. No, you can't do that. I meant to say you heat the beans up. That's what you do. You heat them up. And just while I'm on this subject, you can actually fry your breakfast as well. You don't have to grill them totally. If you want to fry them, you can fry them. But a way to do that is to don't use any oil or fat in the frying pan. And if you've got to use some oil or fat, you don't have a good frying pan, then just put a little bit of olive oil in there. Olive oil is good. You know, you can rub that thing over your body. Yeah, you can moisturize your skin with it. Olive oil is good stuff. So if you have to use some kind of oil to lubricate your food and make it, because you know, a lot of this food creates its own oil. When you start cooking eggs or bacon, if that's your thing, it starts generating its own oil. So you don't need to put oil in a pan and double up on the whole oil thing. So that's my follow-up for today. Yeah, let's get straight into this chit-chat. Are you ready for it? What can you offer your child? You may say, crazy question, because I had a child, I can offer her or him so much. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what can you offer them in terms of teaching them the skills you already know. For instance, you all know that I'm into fitness and I'm a martial artist by trade. That's what I do for a living. That's how I earn my money. That is my bread and butter. That's how I live. Okay, so I have four children and they're all martial arts practitioners. They can all do kung fu, kickboxing and karate. Takedown, mixed martial arts. I train them the best I can train them. And it's not an option for me, because I feel that, you know, my feelings about self-defense and taking care of yourself, it's a necessity. You have to have it. It's better to have and not need than to need and not have. You don't want to end up, what does that mean? You don't want to end up in a dark alley sometime and you don't have the skills. It's always better to have the skills and never end up in a dark alley and say to yourself at the end of your long and fruitful life, hey, I did this martial arts and I never had to use it. That's where you want to go with this whole thing. Don't take any chances. Don't take any chances. You know, I'm a Christian. I don't want to go to hell in continuous burning, so I don't take any chances. I study the Bible and do my thing. Okay. I'm not going to convert y'all, right? Everyone's got their own thing. I'm just telling you my way of thinking and how I like to do things. I like to be sure about what I'm going to do. No gambling. I'm not a gambling kind of guy. All right, let's move on with this chit chat. So, you know, what can you give your children? There are some people out there that are doing their children an injustice. Look, let me explain something to you. I think I said this earlier on. I've been given a gift. This thing that I have, yes, I nurtured it. And I was in the environment where I could build upon what I've got. I grew up around runners, dancers, martial artists, athletes, all kinds of different people. They were around me 24/7. But I've got this thing inside me. I've got this talent where I can teach people to do a certain thing. And it doesn't matter what you've got. If you don't have a lot of money, there's one thing you may have, this skill that you could give to your children. And I'm going to come on to why it's important a little later on. But first, I would say to you, it's a crime if you've got this thing inside you and you're not giving it to them. That's an injustice. Some of you don't realize what the injustice that you're doing. Why do you have it anyway? You live a certain life, you have this thing, whether it be playing a game of tennis, football, baseball, basketball, whatever it may be, you have this art inside you. And it isn't just about playing the game, it's about giving that knowledge, your expertise, to someone else. What better way to turn it over than to your child? You know, and it is difficult because sometimes they're not receptive to what you're trying to show them because the familiarity would bleed. But there are ways around it. You need to mix it up. Sometimes you need to, if you're teaching, and I'm a teacher, okay? Again, another talent. No one taught me to teach. It's a gift and I'm not going to waste it. You all have this gift inside you. You've got this gift somewhere inside you, and figure out what it is you can turn over to your children to enhance their lives. Don't just leave it for the school or their peers. So as I was saying, yeah, you got to mix it up. Sometimes you have to do the soft touch. Sometimes you're going to do the hard touch, take them out to the park. Depending, I don't know what you're teaching them. So for me, for instance, I teach my kids martial arts, right? I've told you that already, and I can't express that anymore. They have a class already that they go to with other children, and they love that. But we have sessions on our own, and I do it in the house. I take out all the cones. You know, one thing I do, though, when I do teach them in the home, I make sure that we put our gi on, as in a uniform. We call it a gi, and the belt goes on as well, and they're all set to do that. I put my stuff on also. I put on my gi and my belt, and we may do the lesson at home, in the house, and sometimes we go over to the park and do it, because just across the road, we've got a park there. The park's really good because we get a lot of publicity. People stop and look and see what we're doing. They ask for flyers, business cards, and they phone me up, they end up at the class. So that's great publicity. So I like doing it in the park. But we do all different types of training, and sometimes we might not even go to the local park. We go in the car and go to a far park. So when I said mix it up, you have to vary it slightly, because if you keep it the same, they'll get bored and they're used to you anyway because they live with you, and it just would not work. So you've got to find props to enhance what you're teaching them. Now, we had this thing, I work in Riverside, a class did this morning, and they had one of the tennis players was getting the kids to bat some balloons. And you know how balloons, you bat them really hard and they float down gently. I thought, hey, that's a great idea. I could use that with the punches and the kicks that we do. So I took that on board and bought some balloons and brought it into my class, and it was amazing. They loved it. The kids' eyes opened up. It was as if they were doing a new class or they just got bought a brand new toy. Like Christmas came early for them. So I'm going to tell you this little story now. Again, I've got another story for you. And then I'm going to tell you why it's important that you do pass over any skill you may have to your child. Right. So I was pressing a lady recently, and I said to her, because I knew I was going to do this podcast and I knew this was a subject I was going to hit. So I said to her, what skills do you have to give your child? And she was a-min-a-narin and didn't know. She said, well, I don't really have anything. I said, well, look, every mother is a teacher. She's got a 14-year-old daughter. I said, every parent is a teacher. But I want you to home in on that one single thing that you think you can gift your child with. I'm putting you on the spot now. I want you to teach your child the one thing, skill you have to teach your child that's going to benefit them. And the key word here is benefit them in the future, as they go on in life and become upstanding, law-abiding citizens. She still didn't have an answer. So I said, look, this is what I've given my children. I'm a martial artist. I'm a fitness practitioner. And I've given my kids all of that stuff. Nutritional values as well, right? I've given them all that stuff because I have this knowledge and I turn it over to them. And on the nutritional thing, I drip feed. I keep telling them little bits every day about nutrition, and it was sinking bit by bit till they recite the stuff back to me. She thought about it for a while. And then she said, cooking. I said, elaborate. My daughter can cook. I love cooking. And I know I've tasted this girl's cooking. She's really good. And she said, my daughter can cook really well. And not only that, she enjoys cooking. She started with baking, and she could bake stuff like apple pie and apple crumble and I'm not a dessert kind of man. And she's starting to make that transition from baking to actual cooking now. And she's hanging around in the kitchen, emulating what I'm doing. Every now and again, she'll say to me, "Mummy, can I cook for you?" And she's allowing her to do that. That's what I'm talking about. Having that skill handed down to your child that she can take out to the big wide world. Now, let me tell you why that's important. You don't know what's going to happen in their future life. When you send them to college, you send them to university, and before that, they went to school. But you don't know what they want. You don't know how well they're going to learn, how they're going to do at school. Your kid could be a genius. Your kid could be a dummy. You just don't know. What you're doing, you're arming your child with something. So I'm going to elaborate on that a little now. Your child could get involved with a guy. It's a girl, right? Girl getting involved with a guy, or a guy getting involved with a girl, or if they, you know what, it doesn't even go swing that way nowadays. You know, it could be girl on girl, guy on guy. Anyway, I ain't going to go down that route. But you know what I'm saying. Yeah, and then before you know it, they've dropped out of university. Even worse, dropping out of college and going there and there and setting up a new life, and you're pulling your hair out, worried, and they've got no future, no this, no that. Look, let me tell you something, right? If you've given them a tool, at least they can use that. If you taught your girl, your boy, to cook real well, number one, he ain't going to starve. She ain't going to starve, right? So that's that. If you have another trick up your sleeve, a good swimmer, who knows? Give them that, because they can always train or teach it. And all the training would be is getting the certificate, because you've already taught them how to do the thing and they could do it pretty much better than most people. They just need to go and get the certification that allows them to go into the world and teach the thing without killing people, right? So this is what I mean. This is how important it is that any skill you have to turn it over to your child or children, because in the long run, it will help them. They may not use it, but what did I say earlier on? It's better to have it. A lady I know told me about a brother. We were sitting down having a meal, and I said, "You got any brothers or sisters?" She said, "Yeah, she's got a brother. Tell me about him." And she said that he lives in Wales, in the UK, and he's out in the mountains, up in the hills there in Wales, and he has a business there, an outdoor business. And I didn't know what she meant about that, but I guess it's stuff like rock climbing, mountain biking, and that kind of thing, fell running, hiking, and all those types of things. I think they book up. It's outdoors anyway. "Does he have any children? I mean, you got any kids?" And he said, "Yeah, he's got two girls." "What are they like?" "They're outdoors as well. When they come to London, they can't stand it. They've got to be outdoors. They've got to be in the mountains. They've got to be in the green, the grass, in the blue sky. Even if it's raining and the skies are cloudy, they're still outside doing their thing. They can climb, run, hike, do all that stuff." This is an example of what I'm saying to you. This man has given his children, his girls, the best he can give them, and that's turning over the skills that God has given him. They're setting that now. If they get into any worries, any problems, you know what? And it's always good to be an outdoors person, because life is outdoors. Life ain't cooped up in a house, in a room. So he's given his kids a great tool there, great start in life. Now, there's another thing about this whole giving your children something. There's something I wanted to give my kids, but I didn't know how to do it. I wasn't very good at it. But I knew that I wanted to give them rollerblading. I thought these guys had amazing balance, and balance is required in the martial arts. And I wanted to do this, and that's always appealed to me in a big way. And I have four kids. When my kids were little, the oldest ones were small, I decided to buy myself a pair of skates and skate around, and I taught myself. Man, I fell over so many times. People laughed at me. "Look at that grown man going around on skates, falling over." I didn't care. But you know what? I'm a damn good skater now. I can skate real good. And not only that, to my surprise, which I didn't know at the time, but thinking about it, it makes sense. Rollerblading and ice skating are transferable. You know, when I went onto the ice after doing blading, it took me a minute to come to grips with it. The ice is a lot less forgiving. If you lose the skates on the ice, you're gone. But primarily, the art is the same. If you could do one, you can do the other. Coming back to why I wanted to do that, I wanted my kids to be able to skate. I thought it was a great pastime. I loved it. So I learned to skate and then bought some skate for my kids. And then when I was able to skate, we all went out on skates on the road, Battersea Park and all over the place. We were all over London on skates. Once we skated from Clapham to Streatham. Now, if you don't know that area, the area's there, they're in London, and that's about 10 miles there and 10 miles back. It might even be further. But that was a serious skating. And there were little kids at the time, man. I'm surprised they kept up with me. And that was really cool. My boy, he now is a great skater. He's way better than I am. He does grinding and on the pipes and the half pipe and the tubes and down the stairs and all that stuff. He's really good, you know. And I'm doing that with my younger kids now. We're skating all the time. Another thing, I used to ride bikes. I used to be a phenomenal rider. I still am a phenomenal rider. I used to live on my push bike. And again, bought some bikes. Me and my kids go out riding and we do it all the time. And my kids now, where they were shaky, they're real competent riders. I like to get them out more, but I only have them 3 times a week, as I said in the last podcast. Yeah, there's 3 times a week. I love to have them more, but you know, I've got work and I'm busy schedule. But coming back to the point I'm making, you've got something you want to really give your children, maybe a hidden skill that you had back when you were a child. Bring it back, open it up. In fact, it'd be good for you as well. You had a lot of people, I see a girl the other day said to me, I used to play netball at a high level and I want to do it again. She's got 4 children, 2 boys, 2 girls. Go for it. Take the girls out. Even go with the boys. Learn to do that basketball. No, not basketball. Similar sport, but not the same. Netball. Netball is, I don't know if they played in the States, but it's seriously big everywhere else in the world. So, you know, you could teach your children anything. Pull up, you know, you may have a toy. You know when you got a toy, only to bring it out years after to show your children, and they open their eyes wide and say, wow, mum, isn't that old? Isn't that ancient? But they're still amazed and surprised and want to know more about it. Do that with any talent you may have had back when. Bring it out. Unveil it. You will see how their eyes light up and they say, hey, Mum, I didn't know you knew all this. They'll get so interested. And you know, you're doing yourself a favor as well, because if you're coming through that whole fitness thing and you've been working hard and not had time for yourself, then you could kill 2 birds with 1 stone. Do this sport that you most love doing and you want to rekindle it and teach your children at the same time. There are plenty of parks, plenty of grounds out there with equipment you can use for free. Do yourself, do your kids a favor. It's all good. My dad, I got to tell you, I don't know if I've told you this, but my mother remarried and my biological dad is passed away now. He took up residence back in Jamaica and sadly passed away. And my stepdad is great. He's been more of a dad to me and I love him so much. He's done so much for me. But I'm going to talk about my biological dad now, my father. When I was growing up as a kid, what did he give me? That man gave me something. And I was speaking to a girlfriend of mine recently and she said, that's what your dad gave you. It's embarrassed. How do I say this? My dad was a bit of a womanizer because he's separated from my mum. And when he used to pick me up and we used to go around to various sports places when I used to do track and field, he used to take us there. He used to like stop the car, man. He'd stop the car and he'd just be talking to this girl and then we'd be at the sports ground and he'd be talking to another girl. And yeah, he was my hero. My dad was my hero. He looked so cool. He used to wear this long black Crombie coat and a hat. You know those hats like those private detective, these old school private detective guys who I see on these black and white movies. My dad was like that, man. My daddy was like that. And they're slim and tall and cool. I admire this guy. But just the way he used to chat to these women. I was only a little guy at the time. I didn't know what was going on. But crazy. I've been told I got a silver tongue when it comes to talking to girls, and I picked that up from him. I'm just telling you what people have told me, right? Because I'm not shy. I can talk to people. I never had a problem in expressing myself the way I feel and just going up and talking to people. I did this thing once where I stood up in the middle of Oxford Street, and Oxford Street is so busy. It's a, in the heart of London, where you get all the big stores, the Apple store and all those other big stores are there. And I said to a guy, let me tell you something. I'm going to close my eyes and hold my arms out down my side. And the first person to touch my hands, I'm going to open my eyes. If it's a girl, I'm going to talk to her. And I bet any money I talk to her for a while. And I did just that because I can talk to anybody. He said, wow, man, that's, I couldn't do that because I'd just be too embarrassed. I said, what's there to be embarrassed about? You find a subject, you talk. Like you talk to a guy, talk to anybody. So I guess I picked that up from my dad. He gave me a talent, but I can't, or can I use it? Or did I use it? I think I have used it. I use it in my classes all the time. I have busy classes. I think I'm good at what I do. But you got to do the other stuff. You got to be able to talk to people and get them in your class in the first place. And even if they come into your class without talking to them, you've got to talk to them after the class. Make them feel welcome, at home, wanted. Everyone likes to feel wanted. So I guess you did give me that talent subconsciously. I didn't know it was giving it to me. But yeah, thinking about it, and that's just come to me just now. You know, when you talk, you find out all kinds of things about yourself and other people. It's great to talk. That's why I love doing this podcast. You keep me going on this stuff. You know, there was a time I was doing this podcast and I was thinking, man, is anyone listening to me out there? And I was shopping in my shopping mall, or the superstore as we call them. And a guy saw my shirt. He saw my Lofu. He said, hey, are you the Lofu guy on that podcast, the Lofu fitness lifestyle? I said, yeah. He said, I listen to that show all the time. I said, no way. He said, yeah. I said, how did you come across it? By mistake. I was looking for something on fitness to listen to on podcasts and came across yours. It came up in the feed and I've been listening to you ever since. You know what? I went home and I said, right, I'm going to continue doing this stuff, because even if I'm just doing it for one person, that's fine. Talking about stuff, you find things out about yourself and you find things out about other people. It's all good. It's great to talk. Talking is great energy, man. Just keep it going. Yeah, just I say to myself, just keep that going. You know, I dated a girl, coming back to the subject of giving your kids something, and the most extraordinary thing I ever saw was when I dated a girl from Kendal. Now, I'm down here in London, and Kendal is right up the top of England. Yeah, up there, near Scotland. It's cold up there, boy. It's cold up there. So every time I went up there, though, the sun was shining and the birds were singing. I don't know if it's anything to do with my happiness going up there or what, but that's how it was. Anyway, when I used to go to Kendal on a regular basis, when I dated a girl called Carrie, nice girl. I met her down here in London. I didn't live in Kendal. So went up there to Kendal and in the Lake District, and she took me to this stock car racing. Banger racing, stock car racing. There's another word for it. I can't remember what it is. They crash the cars anyway. They just crash into each other. And the last man standing, right? So the cars go around in a circle on this dirt track. And it's a bam, 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 crash, bang, man. There's kids in these races. They have a kids race. And I said, look at that, man. How comes these kids can drive already? And Carrie said, well, there's a lot of land around here. They can learn to drive off-road. It's only illegal for a child to take a car on the road. But if you've got private property, your kid can drive the car off the road, as long as it isn't on the public road. And these guys were amazing drivers. I'm talking 7, 8, 9-year-old children in proper full-blown car. Not talking a toy car. I'm talking a car that you and I are driving, done up with the roll bars and this, that. And they're racing around with a helmet, the glasses, the goggles, the suit and everything on, smashing up into one another. Now, those kids are going to be perfect drivers when they become men and women. That's what I'm saying. Hand down the talent, because you know that those guys are not going to get into accidents. They understand the car. They understand the implication of a crash. Going to be great drivers. Are we done here? Am I done? I think so. Yeah, that's all I got to say today. And I love talking to you. You know that already. And until next time, I'll see you. If you want to get hold of me, my handle is lofu@me.com, or you can go to Club Energize TV, pick up all our brand new videos there. We haven't done a video in a while. That project's going to be starting again soon. or you can go to our Facebook page, which is Lofu. Anything to do with Lofu, just put in Lofu. Lofu, you get a whole hat of stuff. Put it in and you find me and all the girls that teach with me. I'll see you soon. Take care of yourself. Be good. Adios.